Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of True Peak Hour Mix Breaks, our shorter episodes that you can enjoy very quickly during your morning walks, evening wind down. So yeah, let's just jump right in. Today we wanted to talk about the three most important things you should address with a client before the mix process. So yes, things that can protect yourself later in the process so that there's no confusion. Everyone knows exactly what, you know, they can expect at the end and what the process looks like. So it's really important to protect yourself. I'm saying this from experience of being in situations where I'm like, damn, I should have said this before we started working with each other. And this has happened to all of us. I'm sure you've had situations as well where you're like, oh, I could have covered my ass a little bit more so that I'm not dealing with this now. Let's jump in with our first tip on that, which is discussing the turnaround time.
The turnaround time for me, if it's a busy schedule for me and I know it's going to take more than 3 days for me to do a turnaround, I always ask when this project is going to be released and when do they expect the mixes to be done. And sometimes they'll tell me a 2 week day, you know, they give me 2 weeks or a month. So like that, I'm like, okay, great. If it's 2 weeks, by like, I don't know, next week, Thursday, I can give you like the first mix, you know. And then I tell them like, now the revisions might be, the turnaround time might be faster because it might be just, you know, it's a revision. So we just got to like follow whatever they send. But other than that, I think what takes longer is like the first initial mix sent, especially if they give you, a short turnaround time.
Yeah, I think for myself, I've on my request a quote page. The first one of the first questions is like, when do you need this back by? Because there's some people that will say like tomorrow, and I'm like, yeah, that's it's not possible with my current schedule. If they say a month from now, perfect. Or let's say I notice like, hey, I'm actually going to be like on vacation in a month. Rare occasion, but let's say that's the situation. Okay, so now I know like I can get it done before I go if you get me files ASAP. So these are all things that you should definitely discuss as soon as they like have any interest in booking you. And you touched on our second point, which is discussing your revision policy. For myself, this is like one of those moments where I wish I hadn't found myself in that situation. But there's just some people that are like, can you just turn this up 1 dB? And then like a month later, they're still asking you to turn something down a dB, and they're just not like signing off on the final mix. And a lot of the reason is because you just didn't put your foot down and were like, okay, I have this like number of revisions. Cause then they're a little bit more careful on their requests.
For revisions, before I start even the mix, I like to like set everything in stone basically in the email. Even though we talk through the phone or DM and I send my rate and everything's cool, ready to go, like you sent me files, I always send out an email with the name of the song, the rate we agreed on. I always ask, I always say there's three revisions that you have, and steps of like the deliverables and what you get. But other than that, it's like they already know beforehand, before I even start the mix, it's only three revisions. If you want more, that I only, if they ask like, oh, can I ask for another revision, how much is that going to be, I go ahead and say that. But other than that, most of the time they don't ask, which maybe I should, I don't know, I don't like including like more rates on my first email. Unless they ask.
I say additional fees may occur. Or hey everybody, it's Crystal Jerez, and I just wanted to pause today's True Peak Hour episode to bring some attention to today's sponsors, which is Hitmaker, a new website that focuses on the collaborative process of making a song. So everything from songwriting through distribution.
From songwriting to producing to engineering, mixing, mastering, and then finally distributing. This website has it all, where it takes you through those phases. You feel like you're working with a team. And you don't feel so alone in your room.
Exactly. So please sign up today. It's an amazing resource and an amazing community to be a part of. So sign up at hitmaker.com. That's HITMKR.com. Depending on like what it is. Like sometimes the revision is so simple, like turning something up. I'm not going to lose my shit over it. It's really for those situations where people kind of like push the limit a little bit. Yeah. And I'm sure if you're listening, you're laughing because we've all been in the situation. And then there's like, so there's other individuals that like want to change the stems completely.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, the fee might be a little bit bigger because now I have to have the session kind of reprepped and that just takes more work. So I don't say it like immediately, but it's like something that can be discussed.
Yeah. But with also, since they have three revisions, let's say I send out mix one. When I send out mix one, I like sending out like a little message saying like, hey, here's mix one. Please take the time. I'm like, you can send me back a few notes, but at least give yourself 24 hours to listen to the song. Give yourself breaks and make sure you kind of listen to the song in different environments, whether if it's like on your speaker or on, through headphones or through the computer speakers, like use those different options. So when you do give me notes, you don't go back in revision two or three saying like, well, on the, it sounds different on my computer. And it's like, because you didn't take the time to like back and check yourself, you know? So I like to give out that little note saying like, hey, give me notes, but give yourself some time before you send me all your notes.
Yeah. There's nothing I hate more than hearing my like email ding like a minute after I
sent notes.
Like, and you're like, bro, the song's 3 minutes and you sent me an email. Like, but something I've done to like also help with that is I ask for notes in email. When people send you notes via text message, they kind of fire off like an angry like ex-boyfriend. You know what I mean? And honestly, I'm not saying like revisions are ever angry, but like they just start like, oh, hi-hat needs to be turned up. Yeah. Drums need to be turned down. And I'm like, hey, listen, like, I love that you're taking notes, but like consolidate them like you're done with it. And having them do it via email kind of forces them to sit with it.
Yeah. And gives themselves like, okay, I got to be proper, give myself a format. I also like to include, please give me timestamps.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, oh, like in the hook and in the pre, can you do this? And you're just like, it doesn't sound like a pre, it sounds like a hook. But I wouldn't know because, first of all, you just send me stems. It's not like you sent me like a map, a tempo map or anything like that. And second, I think for an engineer, if you want to be more like, if you want to help more, timestamps is the way to go. Like at 35 seconds, there's a breath. I need you to like kind of take it out. I don't like it. At 135, the kick. It has a different tone. Can you do this to it? Like, it's just so much helpful for you to do that in a note rather than saying like, you know, at the outro, can you do this?
Yeah,
you know?
No, I had a session recently where they kept calling the hook a verse, and it wasn't English. It was a Spanish session, but it was like, once I realized we were talking about different things,
right.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, like definitely timestamps would have helped in that situation. Yeah.
Or sometimes I was in a session where they were calling things like A2, C3, and I'm like, what is that? You know, I'd never experienced that. I just know verse hook.
Yeah, it's different.
And stuff like that. But he was like, oh, can we go back to A2? And I'm like, what? But luckily they had on the Pro Tools session, they had like it colored and said on there mapped out. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. But if it was on the internet, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. And then also the last note is addressing what they can expect at the end of the process. So deliverables, what exactly are you providing them with? Is it just the main?
Right.
Is it the main and the clean? Is it main, clean, TV, acapella, instrumental?
Yeah.
Is it all of that and stems? Like, what is your process? So you need to tell them so that they can exactly know what they're going to be provided with.
Right. Lately I've been getting like requests by new clients like, hey, I have a project, 12 songs, yada yada, how much does it cost for a 12 song project? And usually when I say like, hey, this is the rate, I give free mastering, but this is what you're going to get at the end too. Deliverables, you get the clean, you get the instrumental, the a cappella, the performance track. And once you state all of that, they see like how organized and mm-hmm. professional you are. They're willing to just be like, okay, great. Like, yes, I'm going to send you the sims right now. Usually when you just say little information and you don't state those deliverables or you don't even mention them, you do the song and everything, and then they come back like months later, like, hey, I need the performance track because I'm gonna have a show in like 2 days and yeah. I need this to practice. And you're just like,
that's so common. Is yeah. like later, like it could even be a year later, like, hey, I'm actually gonna do performance. It's like, man, I could be on a whole new computer. I can, like, yeah, it's just like things could have gone really bad for me. So yeah. like definitely making sure that they just know exactly what they're gonna get. Yeah. At the end of working with you. And you touched on something that I think is perfect to wrap this mix break up, is just having it in writing. So mm-hmm. whether you want to write that down in an email and send it to them, have a PDF document. I use a PDF document that I attach and I send out along with, like, you know, payment information right. and all that stuff. It's everything could be found there. And if they have any questions, they can reach out and ask me. But once I know that I sent that, I know my ass is covered, and yes. You know, if they're like, well, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Yeah. Well, you know, in this document that I said yeah. you should check out, yeah. It was stated in there. So,
yeah,
you know.
And they get more familiar with learning how to work with a professional. Mm-hmm. Because if they go out with their homies, it's like, they'll be like, damn, like, he mixed the song, but he never gave me this. He never gave me that. It's like, then you see the downfall of like, well, that's why I charge this much, because I'm charging you not only for the mix, but I'm giving you everything mm-hmm. so you don't come back and ask me for this, you mm-hmm. know. It's a whole folder. It's like your package. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah. It really is like, hey, you're ready to go off out into
yeah,
the world.
Yeah. Do whatever you want with yeah. the acapella. I don't know. Go put it on TV or something. I don't know what. But here's your care package. It was, it was amazing working with you. With a little bow. I wish Google Drive or Google or WeTransfer can put like a little bow on the folder.
It's funny.
Like, here you go.
Yeah. So I think that wraps up our three most important things to cover with yes. a client before starting the process with them. There's obviously a few more things you should cover, but I think those are the most important. If you have any questions about that, we actually have a sheet on our website that is a new client checklist that lists everything that you should go over with them. So please check that out. It's free. You can download it right onto your desktop, your laptop, mm-hmm. whatever you're using. So check that out. And I hope you're enjoying our new little mix break segments. We love them. And that is all I have.
That's it. It's really short.
Great. Love it.
Bye.